Welcome to Knowledge for Caregivers. My name is Kathy, the host of this podcast. Since I have been a geriatric nurse for almost 10 years, helping seniors age in place, I'm going to give you the knowledge that I use to help my own family so you can help your family. Today, I want to talk about something that probably doesn't seem very exciting, but is definitely very important. That subject is mobility devices. Mobility devices are things like walkers, canes, and even crutches. Last week, I shared with you about my husband getting diagnosed with a deep vein thrombosis. A lot of other things have happened since then, and for a while there, he couldn't walk and he had to have crutches, and it was very difficult. But many of our elderly cannot use crutches. They also began to have what I call stability issues. Their balance is off. Maybe they're falling frequently. Many of them will start to use walkers. Some of them are not going to use a walker if their life depended on it. My mother was one of those people. She said, "I'm not using a walker." Then she told me about how all the walkers were lined up at her church outside the sanctuary. But she didn't want to have to use a walker, even the times that she fell in the rose bushes and had to crawl out all scraped up. Many older people, though, do realize at some point that they need something to help them be stable. The first thing they usually go out and buy are what I call those rollators. Those are the walkers. They have fairly good size wheels. They usually have a bench, and under the bench, they can store things. The reason they like those is they're very easy to use. They can store stuff, and if they get tired, they can turn around and sit on it. I've had many clients who will turn around and then just have the caregiver push them instead of getting a wheelchair. The rollators are very nice, especially if someone has trouble pushing a regular walker, because that person maybe has shortness of breath when they walk, and those rollators are very, very easy to push. The downside to the rollators is they can actually get away from you. They're so easy to push that if a person isn't very stable, they'll just push that thing right out in front of them and fall down on their face. It's important to watch your loved one and make sure that that rollator is not getting away from them. I remember being called to a client's house because he had fallen, and they showed me how he got up. I literally was holding his rollator very hard, pushing back against him because he was pushing on that so hard, I knew he was just going to come forward and fall flat on his face. The other important thing to remember about rollators is that they have locks on them. You have to lock the handles before standing up. The reason those particular walkers have locks is, again, they can roll very quickly and get away from a person and cause them to fall. People also like to use rollators when they're walking across carpet because it makes it very easy to push. I know that I have also talked to many physical therapists, and they're not really comfortable with those rollators because they are so easy to get away from a person. For people who just are using it for a little bit of stability, they probably work. The other kind of walker is what is called just a regular walker. It's like a metal frame. Some of them have no wheels on them. That means you have to pick up the walker and then walk. Pick up the walker and walk. Most people don't like to use that kind of walker because they have to pick it up and move it, and it's hard work. Many of those metal walkers will have two small wheels in the front, about 5 inches. And then in the back, a lot of times what you'll see are tennis balls. That way they can just push it across the floor and the tennis ball causes it to glide. Tennis balls work, but you will go through a lot of them. You can also order what I call gliders for those back legs of the walker. You could just go to Amazon or any medical supply store and they have these gliders. You put them on. They're kind of like little skis. And so the wheels in the front move and then the back legs will just glide. These walkers are not going to get away from a person as easily. Many of them do not have any locks. So what are some common things that people do incorrectly with walkers? One is they don't make sure it's at the right height. If you have to bend your arms at 90 degrees, or if you have to hunch over, then the walker is going to cause a lot more pain and discomfort because it's at the wrong height. The best way to measure the height of a walker and that it's correct for you is to stand inside the walker, put your arm straight down, and that handle should come about where the creases of your wrist are. That way, when you're holding the walker, your arms are bent about 15 degrees. I walked into a client's house and the wife said, he does not like to use his walker. I said, well, let me see it. And I got it adjusted to the right height. And then he was so much more comfortable. He was a very, very tall gentleman. And the walker was just too low. It was very uncomfortable to use. Those metal walkers, if you look at the bottom, they'll have little snaps. They should all be the same height so that the walker is balanced. One thing to take in consideration when you're looking at walkers, especially if you have some older homes, will they get through the doorway? Now, those wheels that are on the outside, you can take them off and put them on the inside of the walker. That will save you a couple of inches. You can get walkers that are a little more narrow, but you have to specifically look for them. The rollators tend to be a little bit bigger, so they're a little bit harder to get in the doorway. The other thing to think about with the walker is how heavy is it? Many people, if they're using a walker in the house, are also going to use a walker when they go out. You want to be able to have a walker that you can fold and stick in the trunk of your car very, very easily. Those are the two most common walkers out there. There are a few three-wheel walkers. You have one wheel in front and two wheels in back. It is looking a little bit like what a tricycle would look like. These are a little bit easier to maneuver around corners and to walk with. I don't really see them a lot. Therefore, I think they're not really popular and not very many people probably make them. The grip on your walker is usually like a little plastic on top of the handle that allows you to have a firm grip. These can be adjusted in that you can buy a larger grip if you have some arthritis in your hands. You can also buy a softer grip if it's very painful to hold on to your walker. Many times I've seen people walk with the walker way in front of them and they're hunched way over. This, again, as I said, is going to cause a lot of problems. The best way to use a walker is to push it a little bit in front of you, take a step, then take your other foot in, then push it in front of you and keep doing it that way. Some other mistakes that people make with their walker is that they use their walker to stand up with. The walkers are not heavy enough for people to hold onto the walker and stand up. Now, if someone's holding on the other end, that might work. It is best for a person using a walker to be sitting in a chair with armrest. They should push up from the chair on the armrest. Then once they're standing, they hold on to the walker. A lot of times, people with dementia, if they aren't used to using a walker, they're going to forget how to use the walker. Therefore, very imperative that someone is always there saying, okay, let's use the walker, and showing them how to use the walker. It may take a long time for them to get used to it. I've seen people where I turn around and they're like carrying the walker or dragging it behind them or doing something weird with the walker. They're not trying to be ornery. They just honestly cannot remember how to use the walker. Some other pointers for walkers is to stay upright, look straight ahead, step into the walker, and when changing directions, do it slowly. Some don'ts. Don't put the walker too far in front. Don't have it too high. And don't use the walker to climb steps. As I said, most physical therapists are more comfortable with you using a walker, a metal walker with the two wheels in front and the sliders on the back rather than the rollators. You can also buy like a tray if you need to carry some food on your walker. You can also buy some pouches that will go on those walkers. The best thing I tell people to do, if possible, is to meet with a physical therapist to evaluate the best type of walker and to be trained on it. If you're not able to get that done, then I would go to a medical supply store and try out different walkers and see which one feels comfortable. There are two other walkers that I want to talk about. One is called a hemi walker. What happens when you only have one good arm and one good leg? Say you've had a stroke or you've broken your left arm. A hemi walker still has 4 points, but it's basically like half of a walker. And it's sturdier than using crutches or a cane. You hold your hand on the walker. You do move the walker. It doesn't roll. And you hold it, say, in your right hand if that's your strong arm. And you move with the walker in your weak leg, and then you move your strong leg forward. I don't see those a whole lot, but they are definitely very, very helpful for someone who's had a stroke on one side of their body and they cannot use both arms. Newer walkers are also making their way on the market, and these are called upright walkers. This design is becoming in fashion because of how many people have the walker too far in front of them. These type of upright walkers, you use more your whole forearm. You have your elbows bent and you hold and push that way. You either have the walker behind you or in front of you. I just checked on some prices for those walkers, and a metal walker might run you $30, $40. A rollator may run you $100 in the United States. Those upright walkers are about $400. I definitely think that if you have a loved one who is really slouching and not using their walker correctly, it's still worth the investment of getting an upright walker if it will prevent falls. The other equipment that sometimes people will use is a cane. A lot of times people will use a cane at first, maybe if they just have weakness in one leg. There are basically two types of cane. There's a regular cane. Make sure when you pick out a cane, it's again the right height and that it has a rubber on the bottom so it won't slip. The other kind of cane is called a quad cane. It has 4 little points on the bottom and it gives a little more stability to the person. They do not recommend quad canes for someone with something like Parkinson's. Parkinson's people have weakness in their arms and those quad canes can be a little bit heavier. It is usually recommended that they use a walker. Again, with everything, it's to check it out. Get a professional evaluation from a physical therapist or an occupational therapist if you're not sure you're using the correct mobility aid. Mobility aids like walkers and canes, used properly, can prevent falls and save your loved one from having to spend quite a bit of time in the hospital from breaking a hip or a leg. I did want to give a shout out to the California Caregiver Resource Network. I was contacted by them. They are a free resource to caregivers in the California area. You can call them or go to their website at caregivercalifornia.org. They have blog posts, resources, and local chapters that can point you in the right direction if you live in the California area and just don't know where to turn. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The information that I am giving is meant for informational or educational purposes only. They are not meant to replace the advice and consent of a person's primary care doctor or physician. If you wish to send me an email, you can do it at info@kathysconsulting.com. Or you can check out my website at kathysconsulting.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for going on this caregiving journey with me.